Once in the country, that was a little boy. He was wandering away from his place that he was living. He didn't have no mother, neither no father. So he decided he would try to get out on his own, because he figured that the people that he was around with, that was a little too cruel to him. So a little kid, he wanted to see some parts of the world. He decided he would start out on his own. So he left his home, what he would call home. And he goes traveling. He travels for miles and miles. He travels with peace from the place that he located. So he run across a rolling mill. In fact, the building it was a sawmill. But they called it a rolling mill at that time because it rolled the logs down the hill, put them on the trolley and roll them on down, and they would cut the first off and throw it in the junkyard and let it burn. So Mr. Charlie, he had a shack behind his mill, so he didn't have anything to be in that shack and letting somebody stay. The little boy walked up and he stood looking lonesome and long. So Mr. Charlie said, "Boy, what you doing here?" He said, me don't have no home." Mr. Charlie said, "Well, wait a minute, I'm busy now." Mr. Charlie went on work here and things that he's supposed to do. He looked, the poor little boy was standing in the same position. He came back there, said, "Boy, can you work?" Me can work. He said, "Well, I tell you what, why you not having no home, I got a shack back there. Said, if you will stay in that shack and keep this far off from my cured lumber and keep it from burning, my meal burning down, he said, I'll give you a home here as long as I got a meal." Thank you, Mr. Charlie. So Mr. Charlie carried him back and showed him where he lived, you know. So the little boy was happy with his home. Mr. Charlie lived a few blocks from there. Back to the business, but it wasn't too far that the little boy could run to the house. So on Sundays they don't work, but they still got that there throwaway burning away. And so the little boy, he was inside of his little bunk that morning, and he looked out and he seen that the rolling mill had caught a fire. The little boy went to running. He run all the way. He didn't stop because he was trying to approve that he needed to do the thing that Mr. Charlie asked him to. So when he got there, Mr. Charlie was busy doing a little something else. What it was, the little boy don't know. So he patted Mr. Charlie on the back. He said, Mr. Charlie. And Charlie straightened up and looked at him and said, "Boy, what you want?" He said, yeah. He said, "Well, wait a minute. See, I got something to do. You tell me later." Mr. Charlie turned around and began doing what he was doing. The little boy wanted to let him know that he was rushing. It was his time to go. He patted him on his back. No sooner Mr. Charlie stooped over and said, Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie straightened up and said, "Boy, you trying to tell me something?" He said, "Now, if you can't talk, it's the same." And he said, "Whoa, Mr. Charlie. Your rolling mill is burning down. Charlie, your rolling mill is burning down. He says, "I ain't got no water, Mr. Charlie. See if you ain't got none. Just let the rolling mill burn on down." Mr. Charlie said, "Boy, around, put your head out the window and let it open. Rolling mill burn.
hanging on down. He said, Mr. Charlie, you know your rolling mill is burning down. He says, I can't help you, I can't help you. Mr. Charlie, ain't no water around. Don't you see, if the mill burned down, that's almost the last of me. Mr. Charlie said, don't you worry, son, listen at me. If the old mill burned down, I'm gonna give you another home. Whoa, somewhere with me, with a Charlie. Your rolling mill is burning down. He said, just poke your head out the window and let that old rolling mill burn down. Little boy, I couldn't help but cry. Got a home for you long.